It's almost 10 minutes to 8 now. You're listening to Morning Ireland. We have the business news now with Brian Finn.
Áine, thank you. Now, whether yesterday's declaration on tax at the G8 summit in Fermanagh will have an impact on our corporate tax strategy will depend now on how the G20 and the OECD advance the understanding. Mark Redmond, CEO of the Irish Taxation Institute, said much of yesterday's declarations are already being implemented at a European level.
A lot of the evasion agenda arrived at yesterday is already happening in the European Union. So issues such as the automatic sharing of information to combat tax evasion is already well advanced. And the same is also true for issues such as who really owns companies, where the beneficial ownership arises. The EU are well advanced on that under our money laundering directive. So I suppose from the global perspective, who is going to crack the whip on the evasion measures? We know in the European Union it's going to be cracked from Brussels.
You mentioned Ireland, and as far as we're concerned, does this alter things radically for us?
I don't think so. Clearly, what emerged yesterday is very important, not just for Ireland, but for the global economy. But I think what's very significant in terms of the declaration is that the G8 didn't condemn individual countries, nor did it indeed condemn companies. What it did was it said the global tax system needs to change, and it's up to the global policymakers to now initiate that change.
Mark Redmond, CEO of the Irish Taxation Institute. Now, we've been hearing much of late about the jobs and economic potential from the area of cloud computing and big data and the role it might play in making this country a major tech player. To look at the sector's possibilities, Douglas Lowy, country manager for big data company Interaction, is here. Douglas, we're well used to clouds of one form here, but this particular area of cloud computing and big data, what does it entail?
Well, big picture, the companies are creating massive amounts of data. More information has been created in the last 2 years than the rest of history combined. And enterprises, big companies are all struggling with how do we take this information and turn it into something that we can actually either gain a competitive advantage. Interaction is a company that actually provides a venue for all of this data. It has to sit somewhere. And so big data is the amount of data, and cloud is the distribution of this data all over the world. And what Interaction is doing is providing a foundation for the exchange of information. And what's happening is big data is complex, and what companies are doing now is saying, how do we extract from all of this massive amounts of information, useful information, to allow us to have a competitive advantage?
So give us an example. It's taking all this information and using people's preferences for things and finding maybe marketing things at them. Is that what it entails?
If you look at Facebook, there's lots of pictures in there that people have from their beach holidays. And there's a lot of garbage out there in terms of the data. But the reality is, for some people's garbage, it's other companies' gold. In other words, what are those consumers doing? Where are they going? What is their preferences? And if you can then market to them or tailor customized solutions to them, you're able to take advantage of that information and gain a competitive advantage.
In terms of the jobs potential of this sector, obviously it's hugely dependent on having skilled people. So from our country point of view, what's the potential?
Ireland is uniquely positioned. I just actually got back from a series of meetings on the west coast of the U.S., and U.S. headquartered companies find Ireland, and particularly Dublin, an incredibly logical place to locate their clouds or locate their big data environments. And so, what's happening is there's a great pool of labor here. The tax rate obviously makes it very advantageous for companies to set up, but there is a culture of technology and collaboration that's occurring, in the Grand Canal area that is making it a huge location for companies. The first wave was like the Facebooks and those, but there's other companies that are in the human resources automation environment. There's companies that are in the automation of trouble tickets or customer relationship management. They're coming to Ireland. And they're bringing their people, and they'll be attracting more and more jobs to get their hands around this big data and cloud environment.
There have been a lot of concerns of late expressed about the use of information and data from electronic communications. Is something like this, is it a nightmare for a data protections commissioner?
It presents challenges, but the upside is far more than the downside. Obviously, the whole buzz around what happened with the NSA and the leak of that information. The reality is, if you mine the data, you can pull out high-level information about how the society is moving forward, and you can also dig down and find potential, terrorist activity. And the upside to be able to extract that information and protect the citizens far outweighs the perceived notion that they're being snooped on or they're actually being listened in on. And yes, there's huge issues in that area, but the advantages to be able to provide companies commercial advantages and governments to protect the citizens in their own country and abroad far outweighs the downside.
To get back to the jobs potential of this, some companies, there have been concerns expressed that we don't have enough IT graduates to fill the positions that are already there. So is that a potential problem for companies that could be seeking to come here and set up?
There is initially a problem in that. I think what often happens is for example, a leadership U.S. headquartered company will send over a few of its seed bright stars that understand the initial proposition, and then mass attracts a mass. So yes, the universities do need to gear up and be able to churn out technology graduates that really understand the technology. But I think it's an environment where if we have the balanced immigration to allow for stars that come in from the U.K. or come in from the U.S., and then what will happen is those companies can then pivot around and learn from the students and learn from each other in that company environment. So I think it's going to create an accelerated recovery from the recession with this opportunity.
Okay, Douglas Lowy, Country Manager for Interaction. Thank you very much for coming into us this morning. Enough time to look at the currencies. The euro buys just under $1.34 and around 85.5 pence sterling, Rachel.
Thank you very much, Brian.